Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh have done what until now has only been on the drawing board. They've made it possible for a monkey to move a robotic arm with brain signals. Experts say the technology could help individuals who are paralyzed due to spinal cord injuries or who are unable to move due to conditions such as Lou Gehrig's disease. In a study published this week in the journal Nature, researchers report they've made it possible for two monkeys to feed themselves marshmallows and chunks of fruit with human-like precision using a robotic arm activated by signals from a region of the brain known as the cerebral cortex. During the experiments, the monkeys' arms were tied to their sides and the robotic arm was placed at the shoulder. Senior study author Andrew Schwartz of the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine says thin wires placed in the animals' brains detected movement signals given off by about 100 neurons or nerve cells in the motor cortex. Schwartz says the signals were then fed into a computer, which generates movement in the robot arm that's extremely lifelike.
Using this in a really natural way, the movement's smooth, it has the same kind of velocity profile and movement characteristics as a real movement would.
Schwartz says researchers can only speculate how the primates learn to use the robotic arm.
It's hard to ask the monkeys what they're feeling, but it seems to me that it'd be like the kind of skill that you have when you work a mouse and look at the cursor on your computer screen. It doesn't take very long before you're just thinking about the cursor and you're not considering what your hand's doing at all. In fact, your hand's moving on tabletop and the cursor's moving on the screen, which is perpendicular, but you don't even make that transformation consciously.
Schwartz says researchers are working to increase the flexibility of the robotic prosthetic by adding wrist and finger joint movements. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.